Demonstrators gathered again today in central Hong Kong, a week after 500,000 of them marched through the city demanding changes to a new internal security law. Fewer turned out today, but they're determined to keep up the pressure on Hong Kong Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa. And as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Hong Kong, the focus of the protests seems to be shifting.
Another day, another demonstration in Hong Kong. Organizers claimed 50,000 people gathered this evening in the city's central business district. The demands of the protesters seem to have broadened. They won their battle on the hated security law, Article 23, when Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa finally agreed on Monday to shelve the bill. So much of the chanting this evening was focused on the political system itself, whereby a chief executive appointed by Beijing holds almost all the power. 52-year-old businessman David Ko is holding a sign which reads, "Direct elections now."
We would like to know a direct election as such and not the kind of the communistic democracy they design. That's why an electoral review, this whole system overhaul must take place and take place very soon, leading to direct universal election.
Direct universal elections? Whatever happened to the apolitical Hong Konger who only cared about making money? Well, there's nothing like being downsized or losing money on the value of your apartment to focus the mind on how good your leaders are. And the Hong Kong economy has been faltering for 5 or 6 years now. Tung Chee Hwa's initial unwillingness to listen to the people on the issue of Article 23 has blown up in his face. His mishandling of the issue, plus the city's economic woes, have further politicized many of those previously apolitical citizens. People like unemployed 36-year-old Sandy Tsi.
I want to choose my own governor, and I don't want anybody control Hong Kong from or China or whatever. I want Hong Kong people controlling Hong Kong.
Beijing seems to have been taken by surprise by the outpouring of anger, but Chinese leaders have emphasized the issue is for Hong Kong's government to resolve. Beijing wants to show the world, and especially Taiwan, it's honoring the one country, two systems formula put in place when Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule 6 years ago. That formula keeps Hong Kong and its substantial civil liberties separate from the mainland. Beijing is hoping Taiwan will accept a similar formula for reunification. The key issue now is whether Beijing will fully back Tung Chee Hwa, or if it feels he's become a liability. Certainly the Chinese leaders won't want to see large protests going on for too much longer, especially with people like Richard Choi, one of the protest's organizers, making no secret of some of their broader hopes.
The July 1st march can change the political situation in Hong Kong. We also hope in the long run, this kind of people's power can encourage also for the mainland China people to realize that people's power can change things.
So far, China has banned any mainland media coverage of the protests. But, especially through the internet, news has filtered into the mainland, which has plenty of angry people of its own, but few of Hong Kong's civil liberties. If Beijing, behind the scenes, insists Tung Chee Hwa steps down, the message will be that people power works, which could embolden the Communist Party's opponents in Hong Kong and within China. But if it does nothing, the newly radicalized protesters are likely to continue. Already, they're calling for another march this Sunday. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Hong Kong.